I come in the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, I am Jesus Christ. That doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't make any sense for me to come and say, I'm coming in the name of Paul Stringini. I am Paul Stringini, and I'm coming in his name. That's nonsense. Nonsense. It doesn't make any sense, because not just on a, it's just in a conceptual level. The concept of coming in the name of someone indicates you are other than that person. I don't do things in the name of someone else. And then, you know, you do it in your own name. If you are that person, if I'm the Messiah, then I can come in the name of the Father, or I can come in my own name, but I can't come in the name of Jesus Christ if I'm him. And that's the point. If you are, you can't have a reflexive in the name of. You could come in your own name, but you can't come in his name. Hope you understand what I'm saying. Many shall come in their own name, saying they are Christ. That would make sense. But this is by way of affirmation. They're saying Jesus is Christ. He's saying I in a reflexive sense back to himself, saying I am the Christ. Me, Jesus. They're saying that I, Jesus, am the Christ. They're going to be affirming my messiahship, and they're going to deceive people. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Lord, Lord, and in thy name have cast out devils. Lord, Lord, and in thy name done many wonderful works. That's what they're going to say to him. Lord, Lord. The enemies of God come in God's name. It will come to pass that whosoever kills you will think he's doing God's service. And that's where all the deceit is. It is in Christianity. And you know where it is in Christianity? It's in the mainstream. It's in what they call orthodoxy. Orthodoxy is the greatest deceit of all. And by definition, it must be corrupt. The middle of the road, the greatest majority of Christians have to be wrong. They have to be. Categorically, they must be wrong. Because God does not give many to be saved. God does not give many to understand the truth, but only a few. So therefore, that great orthodoxy, by definition, because they are all adhering together, and because they all are of one mind, it is by definition excluded from the truth. And upon examination by one who knows the truth, you will know it's false. That's why there is so much false doctrine within orthodoxy. That is why there are so many false preachers within orthodoxy. Because orthodoxy itself is an affront against God. Everything, they represent what the Pharisees represented. They represent what the Sadducees represented. They represent tradition and commandments of men. They certainly do. They follow the deeds of their fathers, and they will follow the deeds of those who shed the blood of every prophet and godly man on the face of the earth. That is where that path leads. That's what that does. I know it because that's how the scriptures teach such things. That's how Jesus, we've been going through the gospel. What further evidence do we need than Christ's own experience with the orthodoxy? With the consensus movement, the consensus of the learned, the consensus of the wise, it's foolishness. God has put them to, God has not chosen many wise men. According to orthodoxy, he's got lots of wise guys. Lots of smarty pants. Lots of college educated. Lots of strong spiritual men. But I tell you, they're deceivers. And as much as they speak not according to this word that I teach, that's how you know them. I'll tell you, because they teach imputation only. Right there, that's... Imputation only is blasphemy. It's heresy. And it's orthodoxy. Orthodoxy is that righteousness is only imputed. I suppose it would be Protestant orthodoxy, wouldn't it? Because Catholicism isn't considered orthodoxy. But to Catholics, they consider themselves orthodox. And the Greek Orthodox, they even call themselves orthodox. But they say, this is the way we've been doing it for years. This is the right way, we all agree. Though hand join in hand, do not go after them, I tell you. Don't be deceived by their numbers. Don't be dismayed at their looks. Don't be confounded at their words. Because they be not of God. They don't know God. I know they have a lot of authority in the earth. I don't doubt that. And I don't doubt that God has given them their rule. When you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be troubled. And I tell you what, you know how many people trouble themselves about wars and rumors of wars? You know how many prophecy experts there are that do prophecy with one newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other? This week in Bible prophecy. You know what? I haven't even been watching the news. But you know what happened this week in Bible prophecy? Nothing! Nothing happened this week in Bible prophecy. There wasn't a single prophetic event. Unless it be this. Many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ. We had a lot of that last week. But as far as, you know, news events in the Middle East, what is happening prophetically lately? You know what the funny thing is? The prophetic events that are happening, they don't even see. And they're looking at the movement of nations, and the movement of peoples, and the movement of governments, and they're saying, what's prophetic about this? There's something prophetic. Why? Because it happened in the Middle East. You know, 400 years ago, the Ottoman Empire would have been the Antichrist, and the Sultan would have been the Antichrist, or whatever. It's just according to the time. They're troubled at every war and rumor of war, thinking it's the end. This is another fulfillment of the prophetic events. What does Daniel say? Let's go to Daniel and see how this fits in with Bible prophecy. Actually, what they're doing is they want to see how they can fit the Bible prophecy into the news. And that's exactly what they do. They get the news and then they see, well, what prophecy can we fit in? It's a foolish way. Foolishness. We're not to look for wars and rumors of wars. Those aren't even the signs of the end. The signs of the end, not one sign of the end. Of the signals that God has ordained, there are signals that God has ordained. I know them. Do you know them? When you hear the trumpet sound, will you know? You know, do you know the difference between taps and revelry? You know, when you hear the revelry, do you know what it is? You know, pardon me. Wake up. Get started, right? And taps. So you know what those things mean, right? But what if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound? What if it sounds like that? Do you know what to do? Do you know to ready yourself for the battle? That's what watching the news is. It's an uncertain sound.